Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There radio show. Today we got a special show where we're going to have where people, what we call Forbidden Door, you never know what's going to call in. It's a potpourri, so to speak. You never know. We got a bunch of stuff we could talk about. Wait for one person that may call in. He is the state attorney. He's an attorney. Law firm that handles election integrity. His name is Benjamin Gibson. He works with Jay Sekulow and Jordan Sekulow and handling election reform and things like that. He may be calling in along with a bunch of other people, depending on things, because it's part of the task force that's been formed called the Election Integrity Task Force, where we're part of, which I'm actually one of the heads of, the same force that actually got Glenn Youngkin elected in Virginia and got to make sure that Terry McAuliffe did not steal the election. And we did pretty good across the country. It was starting to really get things done. We have an official in Wisconsin that for the first time in an area that's never been a Republican, never held a seat, is now holding a seat there and across the country. So things are changing. Let me introduce you to my co-host, Scarlett. How are you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. We got to do a little business first. One of our mainstays in the Tea Party movement back in the day when it first started, 2009 to 2010, I ran into a guy, we call him the magician initially. He is one of the original Tea Party organizers from Tea Party Fort Lauderdale, Tea Party, Sunrise Tea Party. He also does a little other things that we call him the magician because he is a magician. He we were friends, because we're not friends, we come back and forth and everything else, but in the end, we all came together for a cause, and that is to make America great again.
What do we know, in like 15 years?
Yeah, about 15 years. Well, yeah. You know, we had differences. We actually made up our differences back in the day, back in November of 2016, right after Trump run, and we made up back there, I introduced him to a couple of people, and he, including a certain young lady, and he told me today when I ran into him that a friend of ours, the name of Boomer, or Beamer, as we call him Boomer, he's the guy with the pickup truck and the big giant flag that we had. In fact, we talked about it a little bit on the podcast today. He's got Alzheimer's and stuff, but it's just a matter of time. And he's done, now, you know, we wish his family everything well and all that stuff, but David and I and others from the organization, from the groups, are working to help people like him and Alzheimer's and stuff. And we're trying to make things. So this show is dedicated for Boomer. And and that's what we're doing today, because we are and we do support people with disabilities, as we found out where we helped John Vento led this past Sunday. And he wrote a song called Hardwire, which I have right here, which I'm going to play, dedicated for people with disabilities and MS, because they're living on the edge from day to day, and really it's, they cope from life to life. And he also, John Vento, we spent like 45, 50 minutes this past Sunday on the show, talking about all the songs and his dedications to people with disabilities and in the Pittsburgh area and in Pennsylvania. And he's doing events with the kids that are in the spectrum of autism. And this is very important, because at first we didn't know that kids are better off with autism in the spectrum that are able to perform in front of people. And they said, they come out with 200-400 people and they do their thing and they're really great. They have a little more problem on the one-on-one basis, but when they're performing in front of a group, it's fantastic. And I urge everyone to go back to our show on this past Sunday and listen to the telecast on the Truth Is Out There radio show on Block Talk Radio, and go into archives and listen to that show. It's very heartwarming. And this is the song called Highwire, and I'm going to play it now. Thank you. Now, what's unique about that is that it's dedicated to those that walk the high wire every day with courage. It is about the people with disabilities, especially MS or anything like that, that have a problem, that need wheelchairs and stuff like that. And this is very important because the story with this is that he and a bunch of people took out this young lady to a theater, in New York City, Broadway, to see a Broadway show. And because it's like
she paid extra
like
money to make sure that she was well taken care of, and it turned out that the theater was not ADA accommodating. So they put her in a corner.
Right, and really insulted her, and that really wasn't good. And we have to do something, but then again, you have look who's in charge in New York. You know, that's the thing. But the thing is this. We need to reinforce America with Disabilities Act in a lot of places, you know, and that's something that we've been working on over the years. We do have a great governor in Ron DeSantis that actually has put in extra money for people with disabilities and targets for disabilities and bullies and stuff like that, and we've been working closely with that over the last few years. And even before that, Governor Scott, Rick Scott, as governor, did that. And that's broad-based because it also included people with addiction. So and hundreds of millions of dollars between both governors and the president of the United States, the real guy, Donald J. Trump, also put in billions of dollars in that. To get people with disabilities and addiction. And we've been focused on that. In fact, majority of our radio show and our podcast has been dedicated to people with disabilities in that way. And if you could actually listen to the fight, the arguments and stuff like that, and listen to the stuff either on the podcast or on the radio show, and elsewhere, and go back into archives, you will understand where we come from. The only way to know the truth is to listen to the truth and get that way straight up. Now, put that aside, we have to pay bills too, and this client of ours is good till the end of April. Then we got another sponsor coming in. But let's talk about our sponsor, Alpro Ceilings, and I'm going to play that commercial.
Hi, this is Joe Pro from Alpro Ceilings and Painting, your home improvement expert. Let me coach you on the benefits of removing popcorn ceilings. So why should you go through all that work to get rid of those popcorn ceilings? For starters, it gives your home a much more sleek and modern look. You'll be surprised at how much of a difference it makes. It's also a good idea to remove it if you're planning to sell your home soon. Many buyers will shy away from taking on a place they know they'll have to do extra renovations on right away. From an aesthetic standpoint, when the surfaces start to get older, they can often start to yellow. This can also happen if there's any water damage. In the long run, it's better to remove it rather than just painting over it again, since it will only happen again. Get in touch today. If you've got some popcorn ceilings that you're ready to say goodbye to, let us know. Book a free, no obligation estimate for your interior painting job today. Just give us a call at Broward, 954-484-1616, Boca, 954-755-5420, Palm Beach, 561-439-9998, or visit us online at www.al-proceilings.com.
Okay, now welcome back to the Truth is Out There radio show. Now we're going to do a little more stuff going on. Right now, what's happening across the country is very important. It turns out that laptop from hell, Hunter Biden laptop from hell, has a lot of interesting little emails in there, information, tidbits and stuff. It's really, it's intriguing how one laptop, it's got all this stuff going on. It's really it's a treasure trove of criminal activities by these people. Now you got the Clinton cabal that's being shown. Durham is about to take down the Clinton crime family. Clinton cabal exposed. Durham hits lit on Hillary's joint venture to frame Trump. Documents are coming down there. We also got other stuff coming down. You got the, it's got the Hunter, we call them the Hunter Biden and the Biden Crime Syndicate is really important. And so we're going to concentrate on that. And
when are they going to jail?
Okay, they're in the middle of Delaware has a grand jury on Hunter Biden. Diamonds are already in. There's a whole line of stuff going down. One of the reasons why
doesn't Joe Biden live in Delaware?
Yeah, he's done. The big guy, 10% for the big guy? Well, under Hunter Biden's laptop, the emails, it's all that money that Hunter Biden's making in China and elsewhere, 50% went to the big guy. Not just 10%, it was 50%. That 50% was Joe, that guy, big guy is Joe Biden.
Is that because they tracked the email to Joe Biden?
It's conversations that recorded, conversations, videos, everything else. It's a lot of evidence. They also found out that the permission was 10% for the big guy. That's in Ukraine. And that was Joe Biden. There's a lot of evidence in there that could be used to blackmail Biden. And there's a lot of evidence.
Because that's
Russia
why he's not getting involved, because Putin is blackmailing him.
At least that's what we believe. That's important. And that's what's happening. But the indictments are on the way between what Durham's doing and the indictments doing, plus the legal action that Trump is doing. Things are changing. A lot of indication that when Trump is announced in Salem, North Carolina, he is going to be introduced not only as the 45th president, but the 47th president. Look, it's just a matter of hours before things are changing. It's getting serious. Even the New York Times and the Washington Post is focused on it. We got to watch it. And it's crimes. And it goes
throughout. Hillary made the front page.
Yeah.
She made the cover.
That is amazing.
Baseball.
Okay. Baseball season starts this week, this weekend.
It started today.
They had a whole thing on the New York Post, which had that headline with the Clinton cabal. They also had a 32-page expose on the New York Yankees and the New York Mets and their predictions. Yankees changed a lot. They don't have as big of a power as they had because they got rid of one of the power hitters, but they still have a pretty good team, and they should be in there. And the New York Mets got great pitching and great hitting, and that should be the best team in the National League East right now. Now, as far as down here in Florida, in the Miami Marlins, it's a new team, basically. Cheetah's no longer part of it. Their farm system is pretty good. I would actually watch that team pretty well. And see, because they may surprise you. Also, got to watch out for the Atlanta Braves. But I think that's about it right now. Washington team, the Nationals go either here or there. So we'll see where that goes on that. Again, it's early yet. We got a lot of teams, a lot of good teams out there. Don't forget we lost a couple weeks because of the strike, and they don't have as many time for the spring training, so things may be a little off for a couple weeks. And despite all the things, I do have five fantasy teams for baseball. It's going to be kind of complicated to, because of things that's happening, to keep an eye on them, but we'll do our best. Anyway, I still like football fantasy.
You know who
football.
I'm rooting for, the Mets.
Yeah. So we'll see what about that.
My KKK
now,
corner.
Yeah. Right now, today, DeSantis signed into law to help people in hospitals, which is very good. It's to broaden it up, to get it out, to get, make sure that the patients are getting, it's a patient rights bill, and it's basically making sure that patients get the taken care of hospitals in a better way, and we support that.
Is
Nikki
that assisted living or in the general hospital stay that they are?
General hospital stay. It's a patient rights thing to make sure that each and every patient is treated with dignity and respect and get the best medical attention
care.
Possible. Best care. And it's done in such
Why
a way
that... Why is there senior abuse going on with nurses and doctors in public hospitals?
They want, it's the same thing same way in school with the parental rights stuff. They want to make sure that they actually have an input on how people's lives are being taken care of and not just giving it to the government or anything like that. It gives more say in what's being taken care of.
So they have more of a say on their life than family members or anybody else.
This is where the Democrats are against it, because it's less government intrusion into the patient. See, it's the doctor and patient, not the government. And that's where, and with this bill, eliminates the government intrusion into people's lives. Under Obamacare, they put the government as the total control in the healthcare. And
oh,
this takes
panels?
Away from that.
I know.
And all that stuff, yeah. And this takes away from it. He's also is doing this in the next few days, the election integrity bill and my team, and which is the team to make sure that there's no hanky-panky in elections. I call it the task force, my task force. We did this in Virginia. We were in Virginia, set up with during the election in November of Youngkin. We made sure that Terry McAuliffe and the Democrats didn't steal. We're in Georgia, and we're going to bring on the radio show. I don't think we'll have the TV show set up yet for that. But on the radio show, we're going to bring on Denise D'Souza on, and he has a movie coming out in May called 2,000 Mules. And that is what makes it very important. It shows, literally shows, what we call mules on tape, dropping off, constantly dropping off in the middle of the night at drop boxes, ballots, phony ballots, stuff the ballot box. All for Biden and all that stuff. What they
saw that.
Right?
You remember that?
Yes.
And when they were after the election, when we were fighting for the integrity of the election, we saw some of that footage.
Right, and in this, we actually have it go from Stacey Abrams' office in Georgia, they go over there, they pick up tons of ballots, mail-in ballots that's not really mailed, not mailed in by any individual voter, but inside Stacey's ballots that Stacey Abrams had, picked it up, carried it out to the mule, carries it, goes over to a designated Dropbox, stuffs it in there, and then leaves and goes back and picks up more and goes to another one. And we follow them around, and the videotape has it all done. This is the what I used to tell
we
people
actually,
that we have
eyes. We have it on tape where they're in front of Stacey Abrams.
We follow right through from Stacey Abrams' office to the
industry. Why is she not in jail?
She's indicted. She's going to jail. Her campaign is over for governor of Georgia. It's done deal. She cannot win that race at all. She's going to prison. She's not going to make it. She's not even going to make it to November. She's a done deal. Our team has the warrants. We are going to arrest if they haven't already done so. But that's there. We have the evidence. As we clean up each state, and we have over a million in the task force, it's like more than a million people around the country. These are military, retired military, MPs, stuff like that, law enforcement agencies, federal, state, and local law enforcement, retired or on duty, depending on the situation, and they are working closely together with everyone. And we are literally watching elections across the country and people around the elections. We have eye in the sky. We have cameras. We got people out there. It's called election integrity. If he had called in, we would have been talking about that with Benjamin Gibson. But he is tied up right now on a case, actually a case involving something down here, which we can't get into, but also involving election integrities. And this is what we're doing. We're working on that, and which is a very good thing. And that is very important. Now, we're going to play a song. Because we're halfway through the show. And this is going back to disabilities. Ava Ashton is a friend of us. She's original Tea Party. We did a video called We the People. Ava has a disability of her own. Her husband does too. Has to do with reading and stuff like that. She's got an ADA letter, stops her for wearing masks and stuff, but she still has hassles. She also is a supporter of America with Disability Act, and we work closely with her on that, in getting her the letters to so she doesn't have to be subjugated to mask all day long when she goes to an individual store or something like that, because it's unhealthy for her. So we worked in that under America with Disabilities Act, which we worked very closely with. Anyway, We the People is standing up. It's a song. It's about taking back the country. We did this back in 2010 with Dario Giovanni and the whole crew from the original radio shows that we did from Block Talk Radio. We were the originators. This song here goes back to that. And we can use it today because we have to take back our country. And I'm going to play the song now. Thank you.
and me. Together we are united. Together we are strong. With one voice we'll stand up against everything that's wrong.
Sausage. That was Ava Asher, but we got a gentleman from in California that said that Disney's getting an added attraction. The Trump Train is a new attraction. That I agree with that. That's great. That's great to have that. The Disney getting Trump Train. You know what? The Trump Train is coming, and it'll be back. But I want to tell you something. We talked about earlier about how DeSantis signed into the law. With help of families getting involved in the hospital care, and this is coming out of the South Florida Sun Sentinel, and they hate this. The sanitized law banning hospitals and care facilities from blocking, and I repeat this, from blocking family visits during health emergencies. This law actually helps families. And I mean families to go in and participate and be with their loved ones in case of emergency, like in the emergency room, whatever. The hospitals that the government wanted, the Democrats want to block you from doing it. The Democrats who are against people with disabilities, they hate them. And this is another answer to that and proof of that. And a Democrat paper like the Sun Sentinel goes against DeSantis, who eliminated that block because hospitals wanted to prevent families from seeing their loved ones in emergency situations. And this law prevents that from happening, allows the parents.
What gives them the right to do that?
The government in Florida, the left, the government, used to allow the hospitals to ban parents with kids or others who are going into the emergency room.
Kids are
going
not allowed
in
to
there.
Be alone. They always have to have an adult with
right.
them.
Right. Also, anyone that is hurt or needs an emergency or something, you always want, look, if something ever happens to me, I want my loved one next to me. I think that's normal. It's part of recovery. It also soothes the patient.
When I was in the emergency room, you were with me or with Jordan or
me
with
you.
It's
up to the individual hospital, but the
same with family.
Now it's called patient rights. And the patient rights law that's just put into effect, like DeSantis signed in, the left hates it because it takes away government control. The Democrats want to control you from the day you were born, even before that. They want to kill you because they want abortions. They don't even want you alive, but especially if you have special needs and some kind of disability. They are so much hate and disabilities. They really hate people with disabilities, and they prove it over and over again. And this is what happens. And then they go and straight up. And now they're finding
they
the
want
law.
To control the children in every way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Now, as far as Disney, because we're getting things in the chat room with Disney, there's rallies going around the country that have Disney, California, and here in Florida. There's rallies coming up in support of DeSantis and the parental rights law. All right. And what it does is parental rights in school law. That is there to make sure that the parents have full hands-on on how what the curriculum is for the kids in the school. The parent, you know, it's like what it used to be years ago, where the teachers and the parents meet, they go over different things, what they're being taught and stuff like that, and how we can help each other and the kids and everything. That the teachers used to kill that.
So they will succeed and learn the information. Correctly.
Now you have literally have teachers. Now you have literally have teachers in Florida that are quitting because they can't teach a 5-year-old, a kindergarten child, sex. Those are not teachers.
They're quitting.
They're
Hold it. They're quitting.
There are teachers that left as soon as DeSantis signed into the parental rights law.
So
it's
a good thing.
Quit. That's a good thing.
But it's a good thing.
They're not teachers, they're prostitutes.
Who wants a pro-pedophile?
That's what they are. The Democrat Party is a pro...
They're not going to rape our children's minds. Good.
Jackson.
No loss. Goodbye.
Jackson. The Jackson, by the way, the Democrat senators know that if they support Jackson, they're out of office. And so are some of the Republicans. So
that means they support their agenda and their policies, and they want to hurt children.
Right. And this guy, this girl, this woman, Jackson, let out people that watch little kids in sexual positions on a computer. They have pedophilia and prostitution, if you want it that way. They actually watching these kids. But as well, she goes, well, we can keep an eye on the computer. No, you can't. And
how's
three
she
of them,
do that, you know, with a virtual private network?
You can't, and number one. Number two is, it's a joke. But number two is three of her cases, were charged with rape. And they escalated to become rapists. You know,
she was on the board of a prison where they would let people out. She made those decisions.
Yes, and they end up doing
whether
crimes.
To free them or not.
Yeah, and they end up doing recidivist crimes. These people are recidivist. They consistently go and do, they repeat apprentice, and they're going to be repeat apprentice. And they need to be put away. It's 2 months or 6 months or 9 months. It's not enough.
Obama put in a lot of bad judges.
And then you got bad DAs, district attorneys, put in George Soros. Sponsored once, the left wing.
You had Charlie Chris. You had Jeb Bush. I mean, we had some bad governors. Lawton Charles, what was his name? Charles Lawton?
No, Lawton Charles, you were right the first time.
And he was, you know, he wasn't that great. So you had ongoing poor decision makers, poor policy, and it piles on, it cakes on, and it's repeat offenders. So we have a system of bad decision makers who legislate from the bench instead of following the law, and that's what it is. And until
the top 10.
These judges are fired or voted out, you're going to keep having the same repeat stuff. Look at Judge Assange. He let the guy out. And
he's going to jail.
Because of his decision, all those people on that bus driving into the sheriff of the police station, which I don't
police
remember,
station.
And people dying.
Police.
Yeah.
The bus driver actually became a hero and celebrated as such for what she did. She drove the bus across the Nile, through traffic, and into the Fort Lauderdale Police Department, which was excellent.
Is that person,
you know,
in jail, or they let him let the
no, that person's in jail. That person's in jail.
Excellent.
Talking about, we found out before we went on the radio show.
Hey, what's going on with Nicholas Cruz, whatever they're doing to him?
Okay, Nicholas Cruz is in the penalty phase. He's, I think, day three. Picking a jury for the penalty phase. They're going to,
the judge doesn't execute this? You actually have
it's a jury. It's not difficult. They pick a jury. They'll hear the testimony. They execute him or they put him in life in prison? If it was me, I would execute him. I know one of the people. Look, Meadow Pollock was a friend. Andrew Pollock and I go back to over in Carl Springs, to Brian's place over there, and so we go all the way over there and we do our thing with that. But, it's sad, I want this guy to die. I want him to get the electric chair. And I don't think...
Well, you're not on the jury, so...
No, but I don't think the Innocence Project would do anything anyway. The evidence is there was nothing to
say
that.
Didn't he admit he did it?
Yeah, he pleaded guilty. That's why there was no trial. And now they're doing
no
trial for penalty phase.
Okay.
Right, there's no contract. You plead guilty. And now they're doing the penalty phase. And it'll take a while for that because
didn't
they got...
Did he allocute?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because you still got to go through the penalty phase. On capital cases, it's the regular trial, and then they go to the penalty phase.
Okay. So they're picking jurors.
And I think that's almost every state.
It's taking four days to pick jurors.
Yeah, well, they got to pick 12 independent jurors. You got to go back and forth. Similar to what you see in Bull. Same idea.
I don't know. It's faster on Bull.
Yeah, but that's a TV show. But the process is similar. And that's pretty much it, on that. But we go back to Sacramento. The breaking news before we went on the air is that it was a gangland shooting that killed all those people. It turned out there was at least 5 shooters, including one with a machine gun. So it's a gangland shooting. It could be home, it could be the Crips, could be the Bloods, it could be MS-13. We don't know. It's still being, the information is coming out slowly, but they do admit it's a gangland shooting. And there were 5 shooters. It's not the gun. It's the gangs. California has one of the strictest gun control laws in the country. Same thing with Chicago and Illinois.
Guns don't kill people. People kill people.
It's not the gun. It's the people. It's the
weapon.
The
whatever it is, it's the person.
It's the gangs. It's the drugs. It's mental health. There's a lot of different reasons for a lot of different things. We actually have, remember back in the day when we had, back in 2010, 11, we had a show. If you go to look it up in archives, where the truth is out there, we had a 2-hour show we had the gangs of Chicago on.
Yes.
And we were talking about things, the school board and everything else. And they said it's not the guns, it's the fact that the police are not doing their job. The Democrat mayor is a putz back then. And life
a putz now.
It's just not there. She cares about... masks and mandates and the Green New Deal LGBTQ and all the other stuff.
That governor's race in New York, it's interesting.
Okay. Yeah, that race is very interesting because normally New York is a very deep blue state. In other words, it's a very heavy Democrat. Right now, as of a couple of days ago, The governor of New York is only up by 4 points to Sandel, and to the Republican. That's kind of, he's not a peak
or
anything.
Well, look who they voted in as mayor, okay?
But they learned a lesson from
that. Instead of Curtis Sliwa, who would have had prosperity and everything, open up the city, and people would have been free. They chose a person who sold them a platform, and that was bullshit. And they bought it, hook, line, and sinker. And look
and
at him, he's a Marxist.
And he's keeping on the mask on toddlers, which is killing those kids. It's physically and mentally abusing those kids.
So they're murdering him. Agenda 21.
Yeah.
Okay? He's no different than de Blasio.
He's worse in some ways.
Well, we don't live there. We live in the great free state of Florida. Okay? From corner to corner, the state is open, it's thriving, the people are doing great, business is doing great, you and I are doing great, our friends, our family are doing great. It's good.
No.
And it's a good thing.
Yeah. Yesterday I saw our friend Kimberly, she's doing great. She's really happy for the first time. I haven't seen her in a while.
Well, I told you, becoming a pharmacist, you make $200K a year. It's a great
deal. Yeah, but she was smiling and happy and moving around, and she was really cool.
This is a person who works two jobs.
Yeah.
And
she's following her dreams. She's trying
to. School. Okay, that's a big thing.
And then the other day,
she works two jobs. She goes to school. She studies. And it's a great thing. And she also does her exercise. She runs on weekends.
And she runs. She runs. She comes
first. And she has time to have a little bit of fun with her friends.
You know what? You know what's unique? You know what's unique about Emily and Kimberly? I believe, I'm not sure, but Emily, Kimberly, they're self-sufficient. You know what else? They're all special needs.
Yes, they are. But they're living the dream, and they're doing their thing, and they're happy, and that's great.
One of the greatest things, Cynthia,
is in remission from
cancer.
Yeah,
that's a singer.
She made her way back with people that went on a different road, but now they're all on the same road again, and they're close again.
That's good.
It's important.
Cynthia, I don't know if many people know who she is, but she's a friend of mine, goes back a little ways. She's part of the original Bango Bango's tribute band, and Roxy and a couple others, but she loves singing, and she sang, about a half a year ago at the Hot Rock. And she was really good, and she's a big-time cat lover.
She's got a great voice.
And she's
healing, and soon enough, she'll be back to doing what she loves best.
And this is what we do, and we support people like that. And she actually had a lot of bad luck, and now she's getting healthy again and things of that nature. We always, same thing with the girl from California that came here for a while. She had her own injuries and stuff, but she's doing
good.
Right.
You know, it was good that you saw Dave today. Because I remember when we saw him years and years ago, we know him a long time. Okay?
He used to do all those magic tricks
for us.
Yes. And we used to sit at a restaurant after the rally, and he used to get the waitresses around, and he used to do tricks on them.
And he was great.
And he had all kinds of talent. And he did great. And we also had another
Roger Firestone, but he passed away several years ago. And he was talented.
Right.
Okay?
And
him and his wife were talented. And and your dog.
Yeah. And we always support those things, so we've been doing that for years. I urge everybody to listen to our shows, may it be the podcast or
we've
the radio show.
We've had many, many interesting guests. And now we're coming into the political time. And so
and they're busy, they're all over the place. And we're working on
their races. We're
working on things.
And they're working hard, and they want to be on the ballot because it's time.
Yeah, one of our first guests we got this year when we first came back with New Beginnings was Reuben Young. Reuben Young has the signatures. He crossed the threshold. He was verified on the ballot, not by paying in, but actually getting signatures, going to people and getting the sign to get on the ballot.
Doing a New York campaign, walking the streets, shaking hands, introducing himself, and he's real. No, and he has a solid platform, and he wants to work for the people.
It's CD23. He has a very strong base in Miami-Dade.
What's going on with redistricting and districts? Has that been resolved?
Okay, that's part of the special session that they have right now. We also have a major rally here in Tallahassee in a couple of weeks. About the open carry law that supposed there's many states that got Florida needs to have it. Open carry law. We need that desperately. It actually works, in every place that goes. Jenna Haig and Bob White and others are going to be there. And there's also going to be the rally in support of Ron DeSantis and the parental rights law in Orlando, and the rent control and
rent stabilization law.
They're working on making sure that the different landlords. It's not just landlords; it's real estate as a whole. There's a lot of stuff going on, and this is the only time I agree with Nikki Fried or the Democrats in a way, is that you can't go from finding a two-bedroom apartment for $5,000 is outrageous. You might also buy a house in that. People just can't afford these big rent increases. It doesn't work.
Buy an RV, it's cheaper.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Yeah, it's obviously cheaper, but
by the
then
time
again,
you shell out $5,000 a month and all the other stuff that goes into
anyway, we're getting close to the end of the show.
You could buy a two-bedroom RV.
Yeah, well, we're getting close to the end of the show. We got a little less than 4 minutes. I want to thank everyone. I want to thank bringing Boye on the chat room. He kept us busy there. We're focused on Disney, and I don't know about the chair coach and the big black guy fighting. I have no idea what that is. We'll check it out. Somebody got arrested on that, and he poked that story out in Hollywood.
Okay.
But we wanted to thank you for coming on.
I'm going to be back on Sunday with Jussie and his music, and he is great. You got to hear some of that. And you will on Sunday.
And what's unique about this is...
Everyone, have a great evening and enjoy. And God bless America. And good night, all. Bye.
What's unique about Guest Sunday is coming from Finland. So enjoy that one. It's going to be a good show from overseas. So, from Finland to do a musical, I guess. And we're going to be doing that. And then we're back on the road and doing things and getting things done. I want to say thank you again for everyone. Prayers go out to Boone and his family and David Van Ness and everyone else who's with disabilities. We'll fight for you. We always have. We've always been. Listen to our podcast. Listen to our radio show. God bless you all. Have a great day. See you on Sunday.
my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston,